So Tony and Roy were just howling in the Zoom because Greg Cody, unimpeded through the hard net workout, just barreled through. I don't know if you've ever seen. There is a funny hurdling video that I believe involves, I think it's in Asia, and one of the guys, these don't look like sprinters at all. They look a lot like folks who are not necessarily the highest form of athlete. And one of the guys misses the first hurdle and then just decides to crash through all of the remaining hurdles. Greg Cody just kept talking through the hard net workout, and we'll get to Tony and Roy and how they experienced that, because they were howling with laughter the entire time. But before we do that, we have a bit of cleanup here. Stugatz has to do, what are these called, lookies?
Yeah, they're called lookies. We preview tomorrow's show. You know?
All right, so go ahead and do this. Yeah. Let's show the audience. This is Stugatz. What happened, Billy? Why are you shaking your head?
We don't need to do those anymore.
Oh, no, we don't have to do those anymore.
Oh, I don't have to do them anymore? What
no,
do you mean?
You're good.
There's a show tomorrow, though, isn't it? No?
We don't need to do those anymore.
Okay. Yeah, they don't want us to promote tomorrow's show, actually.
Oh.
So okay. What happened here? Well, let's do it anyway. Explain to me, just so that the audience, because now we're in on, just so that the audience understands what it is that we're talking about, I'd like to know. So that's it? We're not advertising what's ahead for the Dan Le Batard show anymore? We're just going to advertise what's ahead for Greenberg and Bart Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Hmm.
Go ahead and do it anyway, Stugatz. Let's see if they'll use it.
All right. Hey, Stugatz here. Join us Wednesday. Mina Kimes is going to join the show, and we will break down Tuesday night football. The Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stugatz, 10 Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio.
Oh, Stugatz, you forgot the headliner.
What happened?
Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, my. He's coming
on. Oh, my God.
Wait, Lou Gossett Jr. is coming on?
The officer
and a gentleman? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's happening Wednesday.
Yes. Roy, you sounded very excited about Lou Gossett Jr. What is it that you were excited about? Was it Watchmen? Was it something else in specific? It couldn't have been Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, he's an excellent actor. I really like Louis Gossett Jr., but you guys can talk to him about Iron Eagle.
Yeah, oh, it's a classic. It really is. Dan, you don't like Louis Gossett Jr.? You don't like...
Who said I didn't like him?
Well, why do... Like, I'm confused as to why...
Why do you hate Lou Gossett Jr.?
I'm confused as to why you had that reaction. We're all excited, and you didn't seem to be nearly as excited as we were about Louis Gossett Jr.
I just am always startled, without any equivocation or dilution, whenever Roy gives off enthusiasm. I don't think that makes me weird.
That explains it. Okay.
Anytime that Roy gives off something that seems like exuberance, it startles me. Is that fair or not fair, Roy?
No, it's not fair. We're talking about Louis Gossett Jr. here, though.
Okay, all right, very good.
The principal. We're talking about the Punisher.
So tell me, Tony, so the segment ends, the show ends. Greg Cody is talking about Zonka. All of the hard network outs today, Greg Cody talked for a full 45 seconds after they were done. During the pandemic, it's been very easy to get him. He's not paying attention to the clock at all. And I would say almost every time that we've gotten him, he has talked for a full 45 seconds. Sometimes we pretend like we're still doing the radio show during the commercial just to egg him on because he has no idea. What was he talking about there? Was he just promoting his stuff, Tony? What did he do?
So he was talking about the Big Suey, and then all of a sudden, like, you start hearing the programming feed inside the Zoom, which lets us know, hey, we're off the air. And it's almost like Greg doesn't hear it. He just continues to barrel through, like, with his point. And if people think this is like a joke or a bit, it's not. Like, he's really giving takes. He was saying, I did great with the dolphin questions. I had, you know, that they had two stomachs. He just continues to blow through it, and I love it.
Roy, you had the same reaction. You're just sort of marveling that he continues to talk with no hearing involved, with the fact that there is programming playing in all of our ears, and he just barrels through, marveling at the fact that he correctly got the one question right in the entire face-off against Dolphins historian Andy Cohen, that the Dolphins have two stomachs.
Well, the perfect comparison would be Ray Maliuga busting through the wall, coming on the Juggernaut. You know, looking like the Kool-Aid man. That's basically what Greg Cody did there.
Roy, your speaking there was about as bad as it has ever been.
Whoa.
Can you please get the...
I think it's Reagan Mawia. You confuse him with the USC linebacker.
Yeah, Roy, what you just did there was a disaster, okay? You just weaved a tapestry of shit.
No,
it was amazing.
Look, he came to the microphone so confident. Don't zap his confidence. He just got two Samoans confused, which is interesting because it can't work the other way.
That's exactly right. I will say this about Greg Cody's performance today. That back in my day was as good a back in my day that Greg has ever delivered. I just spot on. It was fantastic.
People really liked it, yes. Greg. You had a good show today. I thought the highlight of the show today was the historian off with Andy Cohen. I love that there were... I really enjoyed that there was so much swagger in Andy Cohen's game. I love the degree of pride that the two of you were taking in loving the Dolphins more than the other person loves the Dolphins and being around the Dolphins longer than the other person has been around the Dolphins. But if you did not understand what Roy was saying about Reagan Mawia, this goes back a long time in the show's history. I do want to, Mike, figure out natural ways over the course of the next month and beyond to go into the Wayback File and play some of the classic stuff. If this, if you remember, okay, so many of you are new to the Gathering or new to the Gathering since we've been at ESPN, but I'm going to guess that Reagan Mawia was Cam Cameron's first year. It was the 1-15 season.
I think it was, yeah.
And we were doing all sorts of stuff with the Dolphins. Didn't Reagan Mawia and Terrell Owens end up coming to some movie theater that we packed with people to watch one of the diehards, one of the 27 diehards?
Yeah, it was a star-studded affair. We had Terrell Owens, we had Kimbo Slice, and we had all the Samoans that the Miami Dolphins drafted or signed that offseason.
We purposely did that, right? We just invited all the Samoan guys.
Well, they rolled together. There was Reagan Mawia, Samson Satelli, Paul Solei.
You couldn't just invite one, Dan. You had to invite all of them.
Oh, well, and it was a great time. If you... God, this is, it's been so exciting recently.
And it sounds ridiculous, but people outside of, T.O. was there, and he was probably the third most excited people were to see someone that showed up, because it was Kimbo Slice headliner, and there was so much excitement, believe it or not, around this fullback who went viral with a video of him crashing through a wall.
So the backstory on this is, Tony, do you have any idea of what we're talking about here? Because this predates you. I'm not sure. Billy, it doesn't predate you, does it? Because this is a long time ago, it feels like.
I was a listener then.
Okay, so you were a listener then. You don't know what we're talking about here, Tony, or you do? All right, so let me set up the visual for you. So Reagan Mawia has been drafted by the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are in disrepair, and I think Nick Saban has left, and so people are trying to figure out what the Dolphins are going to be, and they draft a fullback. Was he out of Hawaii, or am I just doing Samoan bias there? Assuming. Okay, so they draft a fullback, and this is Reagan Mawia, the fullback. He's in the weight room, and he just sprints through one of the walls in the weight room, okay? He just runs right through, as the fullback, some drywall.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
And so that guy right there, we rallied around and we rode him into the sky, a 1-15 season. Unfortunately, the juggernaut bitch probably averaged 0.3 yards a carry on 4 carries that year. In fact, would you do me the favor, Mike, of just looking up on his football reference page the career stats of our beloved Reagan Mawia, who I believe Mike is right when he says people were more excited to see him at that movie premiere than they were to see Terrell Owens.
It's a shame. I have to close the tab that's on the mid-80s sci-fi film Enemy Mine, starring Lou Gossett Jr.
He had 5 rushing yards.
Wait a minute. Like, for his career? Yeah, yes. No. You're joking. You can't be right. Tell me you're reading the internet right, please. You're telling me Reagan Mawia had 5 career rushing yards? How many carries? I want the full stat line of Reagan Mawia, who you're alleging people wanted to see more at that Dolphin movie with us than Terrell Owens.
He had 4 rushes for 5 yards.
Decent career, though. Landed with the Cardinals.
I think you should just keep playing that, Mike Ryan. So, Reagan Mawia.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Reagan Mawia, he of 4 carries for his career. 5 5 total career rushing yards.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
No touchdowns.
It goes without saying, no touchdowns.
Don't forget about those 6 receptions those two got. It's 44 yards there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah!
I remember this guy in college. Won me a couple quid.
No, Mike.
Yeah, man. Nose guard, fullback. You remember guys like that.
You were chasing with Hawaii's Reagan Mawia?
Arena football was really his sport. He averaged 2.7 yards per carry there.
I like that guy. He asked me to come to a Carolina Ale House one day with him.
Again, let's remind people that more of our audience was excited to see him than Terrell Owens.
Greg, how do you feel about your performance today? I thought you were strong. I thought it was a very good Greg Cody Tuesday. I feel like we've had a hot streak of Greg Cody Tuesdays.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I enjoyed the show and my part on it. And can I say one thing about the Hard Network out, if you don't mind? It beats me, but never defeats me. And here's why I keep talking after I miss the Hard Network out. It's because, and I don't want to elevate myself here, but for me to continue, discontinue talking would be an artistic crime along the lines of if Leo da Vinci had not finished the
movie. Hope you enjoyed the Dan Levitar Show on ESPN Radio.
World star.